Hey, welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us on It's Just Life podcast, episode number 26. I'm Karen. I'm the mother half of our mother-daughter duo here, and I'm really glad you've joined us today for another conversation. On this podcast, we actually let you, the listener, in on some of the amazing chats that that Gia and I have together about all sorts of topics. Lots of times just about our own lives and how we're negotiating the ups and downs, the things that happen in life as we're trying to be on our spiritual paths and be entrepreneurs at the same time.
That's true. Hi guys, this is Gia. I'm the daughter half of the duo. And welcome to the show today. So we'd like to start our podcast with talking about something positive that we hear in the news or in the world. And I think you had a story to share with us today, Mom.
Yeah, it was just a sweet little video that I saw. It was at the end of a U-12 soccer, boys soccer match. So that means boys under the age of 12. And it was an international soccer match. And there was a team from Barcelona playing a team from Japan. So these are young boys playing soccer. The Barcelona team won the match and they were all celebrating and looked over to see the team from Japan weeping and in tears because they lost the match. And some of the players from the Barcelona team went over to the other team and hugged the players and kind of rubbed their heads and told them how great they were and comforted them over their loss. And it really touched me. It really touched me to see these young boys who left their own celebration of being a victor and still had compassion and big hearts for how bad it feels when you lose something that you tried so hard to win. And so I thought it was really precious to see these boys, really children still, who had big enough hearts to be able to reach out to their opponent that they'd been competing with for a couple of hours and have empathy for them, but also comfort them and support them in their loss.
Yeah, I saw that video too on Facebook, and I thought it was so sweet, like both that, you know, the team who lost, they were able to open up and cry and feel really sorrowful as young boys, you know, and also that the other team was so compassionate and so sweet. And I don't know, you know, if culturally either team has been taught, you know, to be, you know, good sports or emotional or any of that. But I just hope that we can kind of pass that on to our young men that, first of all, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry if you lost, you know, you put your heart into it. And then it's also really important to support the other team and make them feel celebrated as well for their good effort. So I hope that we can kind of pass that on to the young sportsmen in our country as well. Hopefully that influence is there. But yeah, that video was so touching.
And one of the lessons that I've always talked about and thought about, even though I myself am not really an athlete. I mean, I haven't ever played a team sport, so I've never been in a match like that as part of a team and played a game with someone, which is interesting. But never did. I only did running. For myself, you know, as an individual and ran a few races, but never part of a team sport. But it's always been clear to me that there's actually more to learn about life from being the loser in a match like that than from being a winner. And that having to deal with the pain of trying your hardest and losing can help you grow in tremendous ways. And probably more so than trying your hardest and winning and celebrating your win. And so anyway, I think it was a really good lesson to learn that there's a great deal to learn from winning and from winning and losing. But these boys who were winners, they actually learned something about compassion by reaching out to the losing team. And that was really cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. So if you have a chance, check that out. It's kind of all over Facebook, or you could probably just Google that, you know, that info that we gave you. So sort of relating to our topic today, we wanted to talk about, you know, when it's time to quit something and when you know that it's okay to leave something, you know, when to stay, when to leave, because that can be a really confusing thing, you know, when to leave a job, when to leave a relationship, or when to stay. That point where you decide to actually quit something is a game changer, and it changes the future path that you're on. And so it's something that we don't want to take too lightly. We want to be mindful about it. And but it's also a really important thing. Sometimes we do have to leave whatever's not serving us anymore. And so why don't you talk a little bit about your experience with that, Mom?
Yeah, you know, growing up in the 1960s, like 50s and 60s, as I did, I feel like what I learned from my parents is that it's bad to be a quitter. I just remember even hearing that term quitter, like, oh, that person's a quitter. You should never be a quitter. And so in my mind, I really held to the value that once you commit yourself to something, you need to stick with it no matter what, because, you know, only bad people quit. Only people who don't have integrity or courage or strength quit and give up on things. And so I can say, like, I've really held tightly to that value. Like, I couldn't quit my determination to not be a quitter either. Like, I really held tightly to that idea that that is the best way to be in life. But as I've learned more spiritually, it's really obvious to me that actually the universe evolves through change, and we have to be able to let go of things and quit things and move on from things in order to allow change to do its work, or else we get stagnant if we stay too long in one place. And I've had the experience in a job that I had that I really somehow knew that I wanted to leave. Part of me wanted to leave. I wanted to leave to become a writer. I wanted to start writing books, but I just didn't feel like I could quit. I felt like I would be letting down my coworkers. I'd be letting down the whole organization that I worked for. I'd be letting down all the patients. And so I stayed in that job for 4 years after I first got the inkling that I would really like to leave here. And I couldn't figure out how I could ever quit, because the expectations that I had, that I perceived in my mind, that other people had of me, were so massive and so gigantic that it felt to me that I would be causing tremendous pain to all sorts of people if I ever left that job. And I actually didn't leave it on my own. I still could not decide to quit in spite of the nudges that I was getting, until a friend of mine who's psychic said to me, "You're supposed to be doing something else. You're on the wrong path, and you're going to get sick if you don't change your path." And that was finally what it took to wake me up and make me realize, wow, I am getting sick. I don't feel healthy and vibrant and alive anymore. I feel like I'm stagnant and stuck and ill. And it was finally her saying that to me that gave me enough courage to actually resign and leave the job and become a writer instead. So I'm saying, for me, my path was that it took me a very long time to figure out how to quit. And but I think it's more and more important in our society, spiritually, as things are changing, that we all address that subject and give ourselves permission to quit when it's time to quit.
Yeah, that's a really big example. I mean, that's a good story. I remember what you went through as you were thinking about it and when you finally decided to leave. And one thing that occurred to me is that, like, you know, the universe's plan isn't so black and white with the timing,
that there could be a really right or wrong time to leave. And I think it's like safe to say that if you don't feel with all of your being that it's right, then it's not time yet. And sometimes we get a little nudge or a little intuitive hit or inkling or a feeling that, okay, I know I'm going to need to leave. I know that this is not ultimately what I want to do, or there's going to come a time when I need to end this. But if you feel in your heart that it's not the time, then it's not the time. You know, it's okay to have that intuitive hit initially, but to not act on it right away, because maybe you need a little bit more growth first. Maybe there's a process that you need to complete first before it's time. So I think it's okay to have compassion for ourselves and just say that, like, whenever we do end up quitting something, it is the exact right moment, no matter when that is. And that sometimes we need extra nudges to get ready. And I think it's okay to say, you know, unless I am a complete yes inside, unless I feel 100% that it's the right time to leave, then I won't leave. And I think I think you can trust that, like, the transformation needed to get you to that 100% yes place is on the way. Because I think we know, and I think we know a lot more than we give ourselves credit for. I think at this given moment, we all know, okay, this isn't forever. I don't see this down the road for me. I don't know when I'm leaving, but I know that I'm quitting this eventually. And so it's okay to hold on to that and let that just kind of like plant that seed and let that incubate within you. And then wait for more signs to say that it's right. And I think when everything's in alignment and you feel like it's a total yes inside, then that's the right moment. And it doesn't actually matter when on the timeline that is. It's just a process that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for me, like, I felt the yes because when my friend said, you have to make a change, I knew it with every cell of my being. I knew it through and through inside of myself. And yet I still had the same fears in my mind about quitting and the same worries that, you know, I don't know if it's okay to quit. I don't know if it's okay to resign. Can I just leave a job like this where I'm an important person in this job and where I work? And so it took all the courage that I could muster to decide to actually do it and resign. And I was completely frightened and trembling the whole time. And I was in fear that, like, oh no, like, without me, the whole organization will fall apart. Like, my decision to leave is going to ruin everything for everyone. And that was just an example of how our minds exaggerate the fear around situations and imagine catastrophes that aren't real, because in fact, since it was time for me to leave, it was also time for the organization to move on too. It was just the right time for them to get a new director and have someone else step in to my role. And so that's the part that kind of took me by surprise, that I had to learn that, you know what, if it's okay for me to leave, it's okay for the people I'm leaving behind too. That change is also okay for them and will also turn out to be the best thing for them.
Yeah, good point. When you feel like your choices affect other people, it can feel really scary to make a drastic choice and wonder that how you're going to affect those other people. But yeah, I think we can always kind of trust that if we do have that clear resonance inside that, like, yes, this is time, this is right for me, even if your mind has doubts and fears about what's going to happen next and how it's going to play out, I think we can all trust that when it does resonate, when it aligns within, it's yes, I need to leave, that no matter how it looks to other people, it will be right for them as well. And that, I think, yeah, that's just kind of a good principle to live by. If it's right for me, if it's truly, clearly right for me, for my highest self, then it has to be right for others, even if it seems like it might disappoint them, even if it seems like it might hurt them. When you're really clear about that, when you've been given nudges and you've received the guidance that this has got to be good for my soul, this has got to be what I need, then I think it does help others as well, and it has to be right for them, no matter how it looks.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing I realized is that one of the biggest obstacles to me leaving were my ego attachments to having the job that I had, that my ego liked having that job, liked being being known as a medical director and having some status, and that it was actually really hard to let go of those attachments as well in order to make the choice that I needed to make.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm in a situation right now where I've been teaching yoga at this studio for a while, and it was a good opportunity when it came up because I moved back to San Diego from Los Angeles and I needed to get some yoga jobs. And the fact that it happened was like, okay, great. Like, this sounds good. But there's always been a bit of resistance about working there. Like, it hasn't always clicked. It hasn't always ever just really sunken in and been a success for me. The class has been pretty minimally popular. Not that many people come. I just feel a little bit of resistance around the place. And so it's been months now, and I've sort of known for a long time that there would come a time when I would need to leave, but I really struggled with it, and I felt emotional about it, and I did feel those attachments too of, like, if I quit this, then what? Like, I don't know what the future holds, so what could happen next? And I don't feel safe making that call until I know what's going to happen and what's going to come my way. But we do have to take a leap of faith sometimes into the unknown to say, you know, I don't know what's coming, but I know that this is over. And so sometimes there's a little gap between what you're leaving and what's coming your way. But it's that leap of faith is so important. And so anyhow, I struggled kind of emotionally with it for a while, just and really, really contemplating, am I quitting for the wrong reason? Like, is there something I'm missing? Is there something I need to learn about myself or process? And then I think just really recently it's become clear, like, okay, it's not exactly the right fit and I'm okay with that. And it's okay to leave now. But I had to work through all of the fear and all of the pain around it before I could just accept that, like, there's other things coming my way for sure. And this just isn't in the highest alignment for what I meant to do. And it's okay that it didn't work out. It's okay that it wasn't a total success. It wasn't a waste of time by any means. You know, it got me through several months of having a teaching job, and I learned a lot about myself. But it's also, now I think that I've allowed myself to go through those emotions and release those attachments. Now I feel like it is safe to leave. It is time. And who knows how long it takes us to process all those things. Sometimes it takes years to process things before we'll really be ready to make that choice and to leave. But I think however long it takes, it is a journey we need to go on. And I think when you know, you know. When it's time, it feels clear and it feels light and it feels easy.
Yeah, and I think what occurred to me is that fear is not the right motivation for any choice that we make. And so if fear is the reason we are leaving or fear is the reason we're staying, we need to reevaluate and we need to stop and look at what's going on, because I think that fear isn't our best motivation or motivator. Like, our reason for either leaving or staying should come from our higher selves. And our higher selves don't communicate with us through fear. Our higher selves communicate through excitement and joy and love. And so that's something that I feel aware of, at least, is that if there's fear surrounding my choice, I maybe need to stop and reevaluate it and look for my higher guidance, because maybe I'm missing that. Maybe I'm responding to my own small self fears that I have instead of hearing what my higher guidance is telling me would be best at this time.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, that's a good rule of thumb to go by, is like, if it feels like you're making a choice based on fear, then think again and take a look at the fear and see what it's all about and see how you could turn it into viewing things from a place of love. And one thing I've been teaching lately through my meditation videos and things, which maybe we can post a link to a video that I made about this, is that from spirit's perspective, like I was saying earlier, there's not really a right time or a wrong time. There's not really a right choice or a wrong choice. It's all the why. It's all the intention, you know, behind why we do it. And if you can focus on coming from a place of self-love and that being your intention for every choice and the timing of every choice, then I think there's a beautiful experience of that choice. And it's coming from the best place. It's filled with the right energy. And ultimately, again, it doesn't really matter if you've left or if you've stayed, as long as your choice is coming from self-love. Because I think the universe always gives us opportunities to grow and to learn, no matter the situation that we're in. And so if you did choose to stay at your job, perhaps it wouldn't be the highest path, or it wouldn't lead to the greatest change or the greatest evolution, but it could still be a way for you to learn and to grow and to have blessings come and lessons come. And so if you're really clear about your intention for every choice and the timing of that choice, and I do recommend the intention to always be loving yourself, taking the best care of yourself, and loving your life and being in love with yourself and the way that you live, then I think that helps guide us toward the highest choices for us and the timing for those choices.
You're so right. And in my case, I had to overcome certain limiting beliefs that I was holding on to and that I was actually valuing above myself. I was valuing above my own well-being. And before I loved myself, I held on to these beliefs like that you should never quit something that you start. If you're a good person, you don't ever quit. You don't ever leave. You keep going to the bitter end. And so those beliefs were taking priority over my ability to love myself. And that's what I had to break down and dispel, is that that's not really, you know, whatever that value that was taught to me isn't necessarily something that you need to always be allow to guide your life. Like, you can choose to say, that belief isn't serving me now. That belief isn't exactly what I need right now to direct my choices.
Right. And sometimes we do have to go into our past and kind of analyze, like, where did this belief come from and why do I see it this way? And is this something that I want to keep perpetuating in my life and the patterns that I'm living out? And I think what you found is that, especially like this day and age, we are meant to change so much. We're meant to evolve and grow. And if you hold on too tightly to any one thing, sometimes you miss the boat to like an accelerated path toward something really beautiful, some miracle that's meant for you. And no, it's not over. No, it's not ruined. You know, if you miss that boat, it'll come back around another time. But these are exciting times we live in. And if you're here on a spiritual path to grow and to evolve and to live your lessons, and, you know, you came here with a mission, then I think we, especially us souls with a purpose on a mission, need to be willing to take a lot of leaps of faith and be willing to change and grow. And so oftentimes quitting something is what it takes. And you know, maybe we can look at it as like, there is no mistake. There is no wrong. Like, even if you quit and there was more you could have gained from the opportunity, it still isn't wrong. It still wasn't a mistake, because the next thing that comes your way will offer you that lesson then, if you hadn't fully completed, you know, what you were supposed to learn from the situation. As we talked about in our last podcast, patterns come up in our lives and repeat themselves in order for us to recognize them and learn from them. And so if you miss the boat once on learning a certain lesson, that pattern will come back again, even if you quit one job and you move on to the next. You know, until you look at that lesson and heal it, it will show up again. So in that regard, it's okay. And it's safe to quit something. It's safe to leave and to hope for the best in your next situation. And if your karma wasn't complete or your lesson wasn't complete, you can trust that it'll show up again for you when you're ready, when the timing's right.
Exactly. And I like that you emphasized the need for a leap of faith, because again, I think it's kind of conventional wisdom in our society that you don't leave one job unless you have another job. And don't you know a lot of people who have been in a job they've hated and they've been trying to search for another job, but they can't find one? And part of it is because their energy is so low, because they're in a place they hate, that they're not happy. And when they go out and apply for a different job, they can't bring their full selves to that application process or to their interview because they're unhappy and they're not satisfied and they're not joyful and growing in the situation they're in. So I think that's another bit of wisdom that we may have to leave behind in a way, and remember that sometimes we have to be willing to let go of what's not serving us without the assurance of what is next to come, with only our trust and our faith that there will be something and it will come when I need it, but I don't know what it is right now. All I know is I need to leave the situation I'm in.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it reminds me of the Alanis Morissette song, Thank You, which everybody needs to hear if you haven't heard it. It's a fantastic song. We can post a link to it in our show notes if you want. But anyway, one of the lyrics in that song is, the moment I let go of it was the moment I got more than I could handle. The moment that I jumped off of it was the moment I touched down. So she's basically saying that exact thing. We need to take leaps of faith into the unknown, and we don't always know what's coming next. But indeed, when we do let go, when we do jump off, we are almost immediately given the reassurance that we need, and enough of whatever it was that you were letting go of, that you felt you didn't have enough of. And the universe really does provide. And I also want to point out that some of this mindset around quitting or what's going to happen next and am I going to be taken care of is sort of playing a little bit of a victim role in your life, when in actuality you are a creator. You are actually completely powerful in creating your life. So not only is it safe for you to let go of something that isn't serving you anymore and take a leap of faith into the unknown, and also pray and hope that the universe will bring you something great, you can also put energy into creating that next great thing and really standing up into your power and saying, like, I'm envisioning exactly what I would love to see, and I'm going to take action steps toward that thing. And instead of kind of sitting back and hoping and wishing that, you know, the universe will bring you the next miracle and the next most beautiful thing, which obviously you can do, you can pray for it, and you should. But also remember that you are God, actually. You are here to be God in human form. And so it's up to you how this life unfolds. You have free will, you have power, you have choice, you have manifestation, and you can be a co-creator, and should be, and you are. And the second that you realize that and take hold of that power, you start to create what you'd like to see around you. So yes, take that leap of faith and quit what it is, and also take active participation in the creation of the next thing coming your way that you're creating in life.
Oh, that's exactly right. And remember that the limiting beliefs we're holding on to, the attachments we're holding on to, the fears we're holding on to, all of those deplete our creative energy. And so that's why we need to let go of them. We need to release them so that we can untie our creativity and have it available to us in the moment for co-creating the next thing that's ready to come along in our lives.
Definitely. And I would say, you know, be really mindful of what kind of beliefs you're perpetuating in your life by continually repeating them. Like little things like, it's not good to be a quitter, you know, just something that maybe you've been saying your whole life, like kind of mindlessly just repeating it. Really acknowledge where you put your energy and what kind of beliefs and thoughts you're putting out into the universe. because something as simple as changing that phrase that you always say and changing the energy of the words that you're speaking changes the way things show up in your life and the energy that you're vibrating it at and how you put, you know, things into the world. So I would just say be mindful about the beliefs that you continue to put energy into. And if it's something that isn't really serving you or doesn't make you feel really light and bright and free, then perhaps it's not the best belief for you. And you can let go of that belief and try something on. Try something on that's new and exciting and choose to believe in the world you'd like to see. Choose to believe in the life you'd like to have and see how it unfolds for you.
Mm. And I love your point of changing the language. And maybe I think the word quitter, that very word, has such a negative connotation to it that we should stop using it in a way, and that maybe instead we see ourselves as movers and changers and evolvers and realize that that's what I'm in the process of doing. I'm going with the flow. I'm changing. I'm moving. I'm moving forward with whatever comes my way. When the opportunity is right and when the guidance is there and inspires me, then I evolve and I move forward and I allow change to happen in my life.
Totally. Yeah, when you were saying, you know, instead of using the word quitter, I was thinking change pioneer.
Oh, I love that.
It's like you're forging a new path. Maybe you're living a life that no one's ever lived. In fact, you are. And maybe you're creating something that no one's ever created. And so instead of thinking of it as like being a quitter and leaving behind the old paradigm or the old norm that people always live by, you're a change pioneer. You are forging the new path. And that's a brilliant and brave thing to do. And I honor anyone out there who is brave enough to make those changes and leave behind whatever is no longer serving you. And I think there's always more opportunity for that. We're never going to reach a place in this human life where we have let go of everything we need to let go of and we found the one thing. It's like there's always layers that we can let go of. There's always things that we will need to quit. There's always things that we'll need to leave behind. And just letting go of those layers and layers and layers until, I mean, essentially, we are back to the one soul God that we are within. And so while we're on this path as humans, there's always something you're going to need to quit. You know, we might as well get comfortable with leaving things behind, shedding layers and forging new paths. I think that's kind of why we're here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like your term, the being a change pioneer. And what that reminds me is that there will always be people in our lives who have more difficulty with change. When we've decided to embrace it and move forward, there will be people in our lives who are not as comfortable as we are with change. And that truly does make us pioneers in our own lives and in our own circle of people that we care about. So we have to remember to have compassion for those who struggle to go along with the change, and that there may be people who are not comfortable and who protest a little bit and who don't want to see change come along, but you're the pioneer. And so that's what you're here for. You're here to break down those old barriers, and you're here to move forward in spite of the forces that keep trying to pull you back.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think that's a good point. We need to understand that some people do struggle with change. And for me, I think I've been a change pioneer for a little while, and I struggle with dealing with the stagnancy that is also necessary. And there's a time, you know, there's a time for being stagnant. There's a time for being still. And as much as I've always wanted to change and evolve and like have the next amazing thing coming my way, sometimes, you know, you are meant to stay and to be in the situation until the time feels right. Like with my yoga job, you know, as much as I didn't feel like it was going my way or it wasn't really evolving the way I wanted it to, and it wasn't the perfect job for me, I needed to stay with it a bit longer. I needed to be stagnant with it for a bit longer until it felt clear to me that everything had lined up, the timing was right for me to move on. So So we do have this ebb and flow, you know. We are change pioneers who also have moments of lull time, you know, lag time. And I think we can always trust that, like, we are being guided and little nudges will come our way when we know the time is right.
Mm-hmm. And when in doubt, I think our mantra that we have developed through the course of this podcast is remember to love yourself. You can never go wrong just giving yourself more love, because that will help you have more clarity. That will help ease your fears. That will help you see your next step.
Yep, it's so true. So we are sending you guys love out there. Don't be afraid to be your change pioneer and love yourself all along the way. And check out our show notes. We can post some links to that Alanis Morissette song, to a free video series that I'm a part of, in which I'm talking about this setting the intention behind all your choices as being an intention of self-love. So check out that event that I'll be a part of coming up here. I think it'll be early October. 2016. So if you already missed it, then, you know, maybe we can have like a replay of that video.
Yeah, we can post that in the show notes in the future after that event takes place. So if it's already over
Great.
With, you can at least get the link to listen to the replay of it.
Yep, and those show notes are at itsjustlifepodcast.com.
Yeah, and as always, we're so happy to have this opportunity to share our journeys with you and some of our ups and downs, and some of the times when we stumbled and sometimes when we've figured out a few things. And we hope it's helpful to you on your path and your journey. But we'd love to hear from you. So leave us comments and tell us your story. When have you struggled with change? And when have you been a change pioneer? And we hope you join us on that path and become pioneers right alongside us.
Yep. Can't wait to hear from you guys. It's so good to be connected. We will talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, take care. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.